VRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. You've got certain unalienable rights to our open lines. Call us right now.
CJ, she's our new scriptwriter for Thursdays.
Hey, call us right now on the 888-723-4630. My voice goes up here when I can't. It takes a while for me to get it back down. There we go. 888-723-4630. I have an inner. I'm embracing my inner helium.
That's oh yes. Have you ever done that? I've done it. We did it. We did it for a. We made a record album. I've told you that before.
Yeah,
a comedy album.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the characters sounded like that. So instead of speeding up using the variable speed thing on the tape recorder,
we did
the helium and had a blast. All of us were sounding like munchkins.
Well, when I was a kid, I did it. But like everything I did as a kid, I overdid it. And then I passed out from lack of oxygen.
Oh, no. Okay, well, we asked the trivia question.
Yeah.
Which was... on the 4th of July in Philadelphia.
4th of July.
At the Liberty Bell, they tap it a certain amount of times.
Yeah.
How many times should they tap it and what does it mean? So our first caller is Susan from Las Vegas. Oh, is she on one or three? I've got her on both here, folks. I need to know which line to go get her on. So it would be line three. Is that correct? Yeah, there we go. Susan from Hi. Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Susan, known on eBay
Hi.
As Susan Sales. Do you know the answer to the trivia question?
Yes, 13.
13 is correct. 13. And what is the significance, duh?
The colonies, the Patriots.
Absolutely.
The original 13 states.
The 13 colonies, absolutely. So every 4th of July at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, children who are descendants of Declaration signers, I didn't know that part.
Legitimate or illegitimate descendants.
Symbolically tap the Liberty Bell 13 times while bells across the nation also ring 13 times in honor of the Patriots from the original 13 states.
Well, you won it then.
And also each year the bell is gently tapped in honor of Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
That ceremony began in 1986 at the request of Dr. King's widow, Coretta Scott King, who I have
very
met,
cool.
by the way. Very, way
very,
cool.
Very good.
So, Susan, yes. you won the $25 gift certificate from Bubble Fast.
Yay.
So you need to send me to Lee, L-E-E, at voicemarketing.com. Okay?
Okay.
Email.
Yep.
And in the subject line, put, I won the trivia contest is good enough.
That's great. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Susan, what do you sell on eBay?
A little of everything. I'm trying to focus in on LPs, vinyls, music, but I'm looking at my office with the mugs, which are neatly stacked for now. Some crystal. I have rock T-shirts. I have a dog underneath my... No, he's not for sale.
Doggy.
So a little of everything, but I am trying to focus more in niches, as I hear from Diva Dawn and Danny App and Cindy Sorley and all my Facebook groups. You know, it's nice.
Uh-oh. That didn't sound good, did it? There she is. She's back again.
Yeah,
okay.
Back,
you're kind of going in and out. So are you part of this camp thing that I'm a part of this month with Diva Dawn?
And we lost her.
Yeah, I think we did. And that, by the way, is not us, by the way. That must have been her telephone or something.
So I thought it was 7. That was my guess.
No, it was 13.
And, you know why I thought it was 7?
Why?
Shave and a haircut.
Two bits. Oh, God. Well,
and then Ben Franklin pops out from under the Liberty Bell and says, you rang?
So, you know, they had a time with that bell. You know, they didn't realize that it cracked until they played it the first time.
Yeah.
Then they saw the crack. And so they sent it to these two guys to have it melted down and recast.
Yeah.
And so the two guys added something to it. I think it was copper that they added to it.
Yeah.
And sent it back, and it still wasn't right. And they were like, everybody was laughing in the town. And it was just a mess. So look up the history of the Liberty Bell. It's really fascinating.
I will.
I think most people who live in Philly know about it, but, you know.
Hey, you know, last week we got some sad news, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, it's with much reverence and sadness that we announced the passing of one of our favorite eBay Radio listeners and guests. And Tim Breza, better known as Granny Annie, passed away on June 24th, 2015. Her obituary said she was an e-commerce entrepreneur and sold avidly on eBay and some other place. Anne had many close friends and was well-liked in the eBay community,
well-loved,
whom she considered to be a second family. She'll be missed by all of us. We'll miss her phone calls. She considered us all a part of her family. So.
She had her little scooter.
Yeah.
And she was, Mark Gorlin from Rohde.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little blurb about her with a picture and.
Oh, Mark adored her.
Told how when they were first starting, because he started Cabbage. And when they were first starting, that she would give them advertising by putting a little plaque or a little sticker on the back of her scooter that said Cabbage, so she would advertise it. She did the same thing for eBay Radio Party and Conference. She would put that on, and if it was an eBay Live or something, she would still put eBay Radio up there. And we were very thankful to her for that. But more than that, she was just a character, Griff. Loved to laugh, tell a dirty joke once in a while. I really enjoyed her, and she definitely will be missed. I'm glad you brought that up. So do we know her memorial or when it is or anything? We don't know about that.
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Yeah. We were in contact with Ann's daughter.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Oh, good, 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 good. I'm very
happy. I know that John wanted to send a card, so I'm assuming that happened. I got all the information for him.
Okay, so. All right. Okay, I do want you to know that when we ask a question, a trivia question, we mean for you to call. We don't take any answers on the contact us because it's hard to tell who came first, and it wouldn't work
right
for us. So, because somebody had sent in an answer. Well, I'm not sure I understand this contact us email, Griff, but let me read it to you. Maybe you'll
Please.
Know what he's talking about.
Okay.
It's from Ed in Corning, New York, known on eBay as Eds-E-Threads. He said, please elaborate on the news that I can't have a listing up more than 14 months.
What? There's no such news.
He says, please elaborate on the new I can't have a listing more than 14 months.
I have no idea what he's talking about. There's no such rule.
Ed, would you elaborate, please, either by email or calling us up? We would appreciate that. And Griff, we have gotten a contact us asking for a distinguish.
A disting.
Honest to God, I'm not on Percocet today, I swear.
Good for you, babe.
A listing dish.
Yeah.
You ready for the item number?
Yes, hold on. Let me just type it in here. Okay, go ahead.
3911 8299 4112. Okay. I'm going to put that in there myself.
No, it's a closed listing, so. Is this the one with the marble?
See the original. Yeah, it's a marble.
And
oh, I loved playing marbles when I was a kid.
Yeah, I lost mine. One very cool vintage 5/8 acro agate corkscrew prize name marble lot C303 Piper. I don't know what it means, but it sounds right to me.
Very cool is not necessary in the listing, in the title.
Right. So, I don't think you don't want to start off your listing with editorial words, and I'll tell you why. There's some areas, both on eBay and off eBay, where when your item shows up, either in search results or if it's being promoted or anything, where they'll only show the first half of the title, and then you have to either click on it or hover over it. It's not on the item page. It's other places. So you should have the most important keywords at the front of your listing, to the very left of the title, so that they show up in a way that is, the buyer can see them, as opposed to seeing one very cool vintage.
So it could be vintage marble, 5/8 acro, agate, corkscrew prize name.
Right. I don't know what the important words there are because I'm not a marble guy, but I definitely wouldn't start off. I wouldn't even use one very cool. Think of it. How many people search for, I think I'll look for cool items. No one searches on one or very or cool. They're not search terms. You want your listing title to have nothing but search terms in it.
Now, the pictures.
They're not bad. Some of them...
They're on a terrible background because I can't really tell the marble that well because of the background.
Yeah, it doesn't pop. If it was on a white background, it would pop. And some of them have a black border with the word Piper, which is actually, I got to tell you, it's a violation of eBay's image policy. So you're not allowed to use software to overlay text like that. It's minor, but it's still, I have to say that it is a violation because it is. But other than that, the photos seem to be pretty good. I can see your lamps and the reflection.
Yeah, and all of them.
And it's annoying. This is why you want to use diffuse lighting and put the source of the lighting in such a place as that it's not reflected or not reflected so obviously on the shiny surface of something like glass.
When Griff talks about diffuse lighting, it looks like it has like gauze or something over it. The lighting thing?
Well,
explain it.
Right. Well, even if he was using diffusers in front of the lamps, they're still going to show up because they're directly over the glass surface.
Oh, and they shouldn't be.
So it involves turning. You have to do some experimentation to get that right. We'll continue with this when we return. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Up next, we'll continue the dish on our very last segment of today's show of Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 323.
As an eBay seller, there'll come a time when you have to deal with a difficult buyer. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor, all things creative. What's her first tip?
The first thing is saying, I'm sorry. Don't make excuses. Don't justify what happened. Just say, I'm sorry. Whether it's your fault or not, bite the bullet and say, I'm sorry. And then figure out how you're going to resolve it. Because in the end, there has to be a resolution that works for both you and the buyer. I have found that if you deal with customers that are difficult and make them happy, they will be much more loyal in the end than the one that nothing went wrong on.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network.
So we're in the middle of a listing dish.
Oh, that's right.
Of a marble.
Marble.
Yes.
Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Even with the diffuser, you were saying that you can see the lights right on the marble.
Whenever you're dealing with a highly reflective surface, like polished stainless steel or glass or a mirror, what you need to do is position the lights so they're shining away from the item, so they're not visible as hot spots, and then bouncing off of a white surface that is located on either side of the item to help spread the light around without any obvious source of the light. Because with this one right now, I see two little white eyes, like the little white spots on the planetoid series.
That very distracting.
Founding scientists and astronomers around the world. Because that is distracting. It's distracting. It's not a deal breaker, but it's definitely distracting.
Because people who would be looking for this specific one would want it, I'm sure. I really don't like the background. I really think it should be white.
Yeah, I would like white. Yeah. White would be better. I don't know what that is he's using, but
so now the description.
There's good item specifics. That's good. So we can go back down. Here we have one nice marble, and that's it. Okay,
that's the description.
One of the things that I don't. Let me see if it's nowhere. Is the 5/8 the size of the marble?
Yes.
All right. So that's it. This is, what font is that, Lee?
That's not your comic again, right?
No, I don't think that's Comic Sans, but it's definitely not a pleasant font.
No, it is not. I'll tell you in just a minute, but keep going.
So the first thing you should have is anything that needs to be known about the marble. I guess all we need to know is here I have one nice marble.
You know, it is Comic Sans.
Yeah, it's bold. Comic Sans bold.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not fans of Comic Sans. Hey, it rhymed. And you've got two different color fonts going. And I know you think, oh, well, that just makes it easier to see. It actually doesn't. It really doesn't. It looks unprofessional. I gladly combine shipping. You pay for one lot and the rest on the same invoice. If you want to wait to see, are these auctions? Yeah, these were auctions. If you want to wait to see if you win another listing or see something else you want, that's cool.
I wouldn't do that.
I'll tell you why. Just ask for a combined invoice when you want them shipped. And please remember, I can't add to an invoice that's already been paid for. Please see photos. For exact marble you received before bidding or buying. Well, okay. I give you the best pictures possible and let you make up your own mind on the condition and grade. No. You have to be better than that. You got to actually, if there is a grading method, you have to grade them yourself. You can't say, make up your own mind.
And I'll tell you something else that's wrong with it. We've got to go back to the picture for a minute, Griff.
What's that?
This is a corkscrew.
I don't understand.
It's not a marble. It's a marble on top of a corkscrew.
What? I don't see the corkscrew.
I believe it's a corkscrew.
I don't see.
Maybe that's the name of the marble.
I think it's the name of the marble because I think the seller would have shown that there was a corkscrew on one end.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Just making sure. Probably the name of the marble.
Though. Probably. Now, again, the disclaimer is that you do not have to follow any of the advice that Lee and I give you. You're free to ignore it if you like. This is just our advice.
Right.
I think your description, it's hard to read again because...
It's using the Comic Sans again.
Well, that's one thing. But also, buyers, we can say this over and over... Buyers don't want to read all this stuff. They just want to know about the marble and, you know...
I would have put some of the colors in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just something in there in the description. The only description he has is here we have one nice marble.
Yeah. Why is it $3 to ship a marble?
I don't know.
That's curious. At least to my destination here. I don't know if it's flat.
It's $2.95 to mine.
Yeah, it's $2.95.
It's coming from Gainesville, Georgia.
I mean, if I was selling a marble that's worth about $15, I would just say free shipping.
And get it over with.
Just get it over with.
It's easy to sell. It's easy to ship.
Right. Then you don't have to worry about. I hate the idea of having to go through these machinations for combined shipping, which is what you have to do with auctions if you're selling things at auctions. So, because, you know, people may win things at different times, but if you just take the shipping off the table by including it in the price of the item, and that means you could start the item at a certain price or just assume it's going to bring a certain amount of value and you're going to take that out of the margin and it's going to be all hunky-dory.
So what are we going to give as a...
I'm going to say 4.5.
Me too.
There's some things that need to be fixed.
Fix it and call us back. 4.5.
When you look underneath, by the way, there's see what other people are watching.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing some sellers of marbles with beautiful photos and beautiful backgrounds, either black or white or blue.
So that would be something for you to work on.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, very quickly, because we only have a minute left.
Yeah, yeah.
Tuesday. Yeah. July 7th, 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Sarah Villa's Restaurant, Long Beach, California. Join the conversation with eBay's Jeff Michaud, VP of Government Relations, eBay Main Street, who will be with the group via Skype.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so our good friend Patty Coleman is going to be, is of course, the organizer of that. And then on July 11th, which is Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.,
yes.
Appliance Repair Guy, 4251 Derrick Way, Sarasota, Florida. How to get started and become successful selling on eBay. It is Saturday, August 1st, 2015.
This segment was brought to you by Rohde. We'll be live again on Tuesday, July 14th, so join us at 11 a.m. for that. As always, Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought. Goodbye.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at replymanager.com.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's seller bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find seller bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.